If somebody got overheated and then chilled and his eyes started watering and his nose running, you say he
caught a cold.
Affected his voice.
Say it was hoarse. You ever have people do that? Say it was hoarse.
Yeah. Okay. And if he did that, he's got a
he's got a sore throat. Okay, cough.
Okay. What about I say, well, I better go to bed. I feel a little bit
drowsy or sleepy, something like that.
But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
So and so's still sleeping. You better go
wake him.
If somebody has some medicine on a bedside table, a mother might ask, "Well, why didn't you?"
I take it.
But I
took it.
I have
taken it.
Bunch of crap. I'm not gonna take it anymore. Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's stone.
Deaf. Started to say yeah.
Jump over there and sit on your What about if on a very hot day, you've been working real hard, you might say, you might take off your shirt and say, look how I
sweated.
Okay. Or he very much.
He sweated very much.
Okay. What about some of these things, people get on their skin, a little white spot in the middle, and some mashing and getting that stuff out.
A little boil, huh? Rising, if it's usually a big thing on your forehead or something.
What's that white stuff inside?
Pus.
If I got stung in the hand by a bee, my hand might
swell.
Okay, it has
swollen.
Yesterday it
swollen.
Okay. What about the stuff inside of blister? What do you call that?
Water.
Okay. It's already got shot or stab. You take it to the doctor so he can treat the
wound.
If it does, if the wound doesn't heal cleanly, if you get a kind of granular, raunchy-looking mess forming around it, what kind of flesh might that be?
Proud flesh.
And something.
Did you hear that term before you started lying to her? I heard that occasionally, not a lot.
Yeah, rather than what it was. What about something you might put on a cut to prevent infection?
We put iodine.
And something that used to be taken for malaria?
Or quinine.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody call that a shit pill?
No, I haven't.
I picked that. Or iodine monkey blood?
No. Yeah.
What about, you might say, of a patient, the doctor did everything he could with the patient?
That died anyway.
Now, if somebody didn't want to come out and say he died, if he thought that might offend them, he might say something else.
Passed away, went to the great beyond to meet his maker. Oh.
Any joking terms or?
Kicked the bucket. What did he do?
Cashed in his chips, yeah.
That kind of thing.
One fellow told me he trapeed.
Trapeed?
He bought the farm.
Going to flames match.
He demised.
Mark Twain notes.
Yes, okay. Well, he's been dead for a week now. Nobody's yet figured out
what he died from.
The place where people are buried?
Your cemetery or graveyard. Graveyard's small and out in the country, probably. Cemetery is a big one, like Greenwood Cemetery in Montgomery or Oakwood Cemetery where Hank Williams is buried. Big cemetery.
What about one just for one family on private property?
Just a little plot, I guess. You know.
Well, can you have plots in regular cemeteries?
Yeah. I don't know if you'd have a family graveyard.
Yeah.